Why would cats not get cold?
Cat? Like what temperature do they start getting cold at?
I don't know what temperature cats start getting cold at.
Let's ask Elle. What temperature do you start getting cold at?
She's looking at you like you're the biggest stupid idiot she's ever seen in her life.
But do cats get cold?
Yes, cats get cold.
Can cats catch cold?
Can cats catch a cold?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Can a cat catch a cold?
Yes.
Can it catch the flu?
I don't know. That's just... I don't like this. We're going to do a Mad Lib. Are you listening?
Cats can catch it... Oh, hold on. I thought that said UTI. URI.
Upper respiratory infection. Jesus Christ. Okay, anyway, we're
How did you know that?
Because I'm a genius, Kevin.
You're like a genie.
Okay, so we're going to do a Mad...
Psychic, I meant.
Shh.
Yeah, you know what I meant.
We're going to do a Mad Lib.
What's that?
It's when you, like, choose words before you know what they are in the story.
But I know so little.
Oh, my God. All right. A boy's name, obviously, Kevin.
Why Kevin?
Because everything's all right, we'll go always with Kevin.
It's a good name.
And then a boy's Kevin.
We go with Fred. We go with
Fancy
Kevin. Fancy Kevin.
And we have to make it sound, like, totally ridiculous. So what's a noun is a person, place, or thing. So think of, like, a ridiculous person, place, or thing.
Kevin sitting here on this chair.
No, that's not...
Actively, I don't know.
Let's think. Oh, Mongolian death worm.
Mongolian death worm. What's that?
Since that's what we're doing tonight. A number. Pick a number. Let's pick a ridiculous number.
3.
That's not...
Oh.
Ridiculous. That's not ridiculous. What's a ridiculous number? 0.25.
That's not even ridiculous.
Yes, it is. Pick a time.
Now.
No, pick like a time. Okay.
Now.
No, oh my God. Okay, fine. 8:13. Pick a city or a town.
I won't be name dropping my city.
Oh my God, just one.
All right, Philadelphia, PA. All right.
That's not a city. That's a city and a state.
Oh.
We'll just say Philly.
Why does it say Philly?
Philly.
It's
an
Philly.
Insect. Ooh, a dung beetle.
A dung beetle.
A verb.
A verb.
Past tense. Something that you did past tense. Jumped.
I pooped. Drank that beer.
Pooped?
Why pooped? Because everybody laughs at the word poop.
Yeah.
You just hear it and you start giddy.
A snack.
Getting giddy.
What's a good snack?
Sour Patch Kids.
Okay, so good. See, now you're getting
I feel like
it.
I'm on one of them reality shows. Like, where's my bell at? You know, they hit a bell or something.
And now name an emotion.
Emotion. Sad. Happy.
No.
Fearful.
Fearful? Fearful. All right, build story. All right. Kevin and Fancy Kevin went to the drive-in to see Night of the Living Mongolian Death Worm. It was about... 0.25 Mongolian death worms that awoke from their graves every Halloween at 8:13 to terrorize the people of Philly. During the scariest part of the movie, a dung beetle landed on Kevin's shoulder. He pooped, and his Sour Patch Kids went flying everywhere.
Not my Sour Patch Kids!
Fantasy Kevin was so fearful and began eating Sour Patch Kids.
One's on the ground?
I guess so.
Oh my God.
Later, they both agreed that the dung beetle landing on Kevin turned out to be the scariest part of the movie.
That was an amazing short story.
That was. Top notch. Welcome back to Fine Wine and Evil Spirits, a husband and wife podcast while we drink and talk about the weird, spooky, and so on and so forth.
And so on and so forth.
Okay, Iago. So, I'm Sarah.
And I'm drunk. No, I'm Kevin. I'm not drunk.
Yes, you are.
No.
You're a little bit. I can tell when you are.
I'm ish.
No, you're definitely there.
Lateral shake.
So anyway, tonight I'm drinking, and I can't pronounce the name, go figure. Schlafly?
Schlafly?
School. Sklafi pumpkin ale.
I totally forget. Scalafly.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's as close as we're going to get. And you're drinking Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
My normal October beer.
Why do I call it Sam? I always call it Sam Adams instead of Samuel Adams. Is that, like, wrong? Should I not be calling it?
No, you're just abbreviating it. I mean, it's like saying PA instead of Pennsylvania.
Is it, like, rude?
No.
Okay. So, tonight we're traveling to China, where we can't go.
Can't go.
Right. So, mystically speaking, we're traveling to China.
You got there pretty fast.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, just a few Google searches and we're there.
Bam.
So, our first story is the unexplained disappearance of 3,000 Chinese troops. Wait, not 3,000 Chinese troops.
Yeah,
I think a troop of 3,000 people.
A troop of 3,000?
Yeah. I must have read it wrong. Strange, because there's no way you could miss 3,000 troops.
Well, when you're drinking and you do research, you kind of do that.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging, but I judge you. Just saying.
You're not authorized to judge people.
That's true.
You're not.
I just do it anyway.
Judge Judy or Judge Mathis.
I love Judge Mathis.
I know, he's so
good. Judy.
And Judy scares me.
Mathis is definitely my favorite judge.
I wonder, like, I feel like.
I used to watch him all the time.
I remember watching, like, 3 o'clock. Oh, no, I was, like, waiting for you to get home from work.
I think it is around 3 o'clock.
Is it? Morning. No, I'm talking about Judy.
Oh, Judy, I don't know.
She's harsh, man.
I don't want to mess with her. Respect.
Yeah.
Respect my authority.
Maybe that's why I'm so bossy, because I used to watch Judge Judy
She's
so
your
much.
Idol.
Is she, though?
I don't know. I'm just saying all this stuff.
Can you be afraid of the person that you idolize? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Well, I guess so, because that would make sense. You're like, you fear, no, but you love. No. Okay, anyway.
Expected disappearance. So what about this unexpected? What happened?
Well, it's not just that it was unexpected. It's that it was unexplained.
Unexplained.
Nobody could explain what happened. No one needs to know about your itchy nose. So what is it about the unsolved and unknown that makes things so scary, Kevin?
It's unknown.
Okay.
Everybody's scared of the unknown.
It was a rhetorical question. You didn't need to answer it. This is just my lead up into the story. I have another question that you don't need to answer.
Can I do it anyway?
She's coming right
interrupting
up.
Cal. Like
oh my god, you are interrupting Cal. You're an interrupting Kev.
Interrupting Kev?
Yeah.
So Cal with a K?
No, Kev, like you, don't moo. Don't do it. I saw you getting ready for it. So it's terrifying enough when one or two people go missing, but an entire colony, like in Roanoke, or like 3,000 people in the Chinese troop.
Right.
That's crazy. They're just gone with no explanation.
What year did this happen?
Oh, funny that you should ask, because this is my next sentence. So in 1939... there was chaos between Japan and China during the Second Sino, and I don't know if I'm saying that right, Japanese War. And 3,000 Chinese soldiers vanished.
Why'd you say it all slow like that? Why can't you just say 3,000 Chinese?
Because it's for dramatic readings.
Got a little bit of lips.
Their last known location was near Nanjing, but no one knows what happened after that.
Right.
To rewind a little.
Like a VHS tape.
How do you like?
Ooh, I had to do it to you.
No. So, okay. So, slight break.
I don't even know what a VHS tape is.
I know.
Damn, I'm old.
Like the children.
Sorry. I just love doing that. Ow! You know him?
So, I was watching the Jimmy Fallon show. And now this isn't, like, even relevant because you made a joke afterwards, but rewinding back, so Jimmy made a joke, and the guy did the ba-boom thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy kind of made fun of him, and then he's like, oh, I'm taking it back. And he did the reverse, the like reverse the drum thing.
Okay.
And then Jimmy reversed what he said, but he did it. I don't know how he did it. Like, how do you reverse things? Did he just make noise?
I usually just hit rewind.
You don't hit rewind on anything because there's no such thing anymore. Well, there is.
I kind of miss it.
You miss VHS tapes?
Yeah.
Unless the manual, the manual labor of Blockbuster.
Yeah. I used to love going to Blockbuster.
Remember when we used to go to Blockbuster and get, what was it, 3 for $15 deal?
Yeah. We thought that was like so amazing.
Mm.
Back then it was amazing.
Or was it 3 for $21? I don't know.
Who's judging?
I can't remember. So anyway, to rewind a little. That was me rewinding.
Sounds like your rewind thing is broken.
That December, Colonel Li Fu Xian, I don't know if I'm saying it right.
That was pretty good.
Thank you, but I still don't know if I'm saying it.
Get a high five.
Thank you. Ordered troops within the area to defend a bridge on the Yangtze River as they waited for the Japanese to attack. However, when he woke up the next morning, his assistant told him that the troops weren't responding to any attempts of communication, and when a team went to investigate, there was nothing. Of course, there have been theories over the years of a UFO abduction, or they went into a hollow subterranean layer of the Earth. But what if it never happened at all? Dun dun dun!
Don't be so dramatic.
I'm not dramatic. I have no idea what you're talking about. Me, dramatic?
Never. Because?
Because all of the inconsistencies regarding the disappearance, there is room for speculation. Dates do not always match up with the stories told online. Some say that this happened in 1937, but then the 1939 date would be odd, considering that the battle ended a half a year before, because they said that this happened in December. There's also no peer-reviewed context. One would think that something this strange happening would be documented or discussed, considering the high number of people involved. You know, like 3,000 people missing.
Yeah.
In fact, if you do like a quick Google search using Nanjing Soldier Disappearance 1939, the results include various conspiracy blogs without any legitimate sources or publications. Only thoughts and opinions for those seeking answers themselves. And then, I get, like, also think about Roanoke. You know Roanoke, right?
The disappearance of the village, right?
Were they, like, settlers?
Settlers, yeah, that's what I meant. So I said
this is, like, mentioned all the time in pop culture. I'm pretty sure that I even learned about it, like, in, like, high school and stuff.
Right.
Like, it's just something that you heard about. Why would we not hear about something like this?
No, it's not really part of American history. It's Chinese history.
So right? What? If it's something like 3,000 people disappearing out of nowhere, don't you think that the world has a right to know?
Yeah, but that's not really common knowledge of American history. And you don't really start learning. School is just basic knowledge. You don't really start learning until after school.
You don't need, like, to be a Debbie.
Once you graduate, you start actually learning stuff.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
When we did our little, like, intro thing, we didn't discuss how we felt about our alcohol.
I'm feeling pretty, I can't say awesome anymore, right?
Amazing.
Amazing. What was that one that I said I couldn't? Astounding.
Astounding.
No, astounding. Yeah, I'm feeling all them words. All them
stories. I told Kevin earlier,
I said,
you know, every time you have an alcoholic beverage, you're already drunk by the time we start. You just need
another one. No.
That's nice. And then, you know, when we discuss it, he always says, oh, it's amazing. And then he started Googling words. Well, he went to the thesaurus.com for other words that mean amazing. So he's strengthening his vocabulary.
Extra special. I need to do that. Stop. Oops, sorry. My bad.
You keep banging on the
There's
thing.
A thump and a dump, but it gets there.
I'm sorry. A thump and a dump? What does that mean?
Well, you know, like I put it down, a thump and a dump. Like I just like put it
I
down.
Just pictured you like thumping down on the toilet seat and taking a dump.
Really? I wonder what you guys thought.
Anyway, mine tastes like pumpkin pie.
Let me taste yours again. I forget what it tastes like. Never had this one.
You did have this one. You had some earlier.
That one isn't really good. I know I said that about it. I like pumpkin stuff, though.
It's, did you say it isn't really good?
It is.
Oh, my God. Don't yell at me.
I said isn't?
You said isn't.
No, it is really good.
I know. It tastes like pumpkin pie.
I love. Oh my
I don't
God,
like
I love,
pumpkin pie.
I love pumpkin pie.
I hate pumpkin pie.
They give me a nice plant-based pumpkin pie. You know what?
I don't know. You said that in a context where it sounded like you were gonna like.
No, because you just
get in a relationship with a pumpkin pie.
Oh my God, they're so good. You only get it from a few spots though. It's.
I just,
one spot.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't like pumpkin pie. It's too much.
I literally can
much.
Eat pumpkin pie every week.
All right, anyway. Next story is the Mongolian death worm.
Mongolian death worm. What's that? A worm?
So there have been plenty of movies and books created based on hideous creatures from below the surface. Some of my favorite movies involve terrifying creatures that for some reason erupt from the depths. But the Mongolian death worm is said to exist in the Gobi Desert.
The Gobi Desert?
Yeah. And here's a picture of the Mongolian death worm. This is the one Weston drew.
It's actually really good.
I know. And then this is the Mongolian death worm.
Well, that's actually real.
It's not. It was made.
It's made up?
No.
That was really scary.
I'm saying that it
I
was,
would run from that.
Like, of course you're... What? Kevin, you've literally run from a mosquito before.
Don't judge me.
I'll never forget that.
No man left behind.
No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like no man left behind. Like
no, remember the time that you were taking
I don't want to talk about that time.
No.
I'm pleading the fifth. I'm using my Fifth Amendment rights not to answer that.
You don't have to answer it, but I'm still going to tell the story. So.
Why?
So,
no.
Yeah.
No. No. All right, just get over with it.
All right, so Kev was supposed to be taking a shower, and instead of taking a shower, he runs out butt-ass naked in the middle of my mom's house, cupping himself because there was a mosquito.
It was really big, okay, and I wasn't ready for it.
Oh, you're so lucky it was late at night, and, like, my mom wasn't, like... walking around. That would have been embarrassing.
No, the whole world knows I ran out butt naked in your mom's house.
With your white butt cheeks. There's nothing...
Leave my white butt cheeks out of this.
Like, if your face is white, your butt cheeks. Woof. Alright, so anyway.
Why'd you have a woof at me like that? Like, woof!
I didn't woof. I like, woof!
It's more like I keep walking. Woof! Like, keep walking.
No, what are you talking about?
You woof at somebody? Like, woof!
No, stop wolfing. No. Carl,
Can we take a bathroom break? I really got to go to the potty.
Oh my God.
You know, we've got out of this. All right, I'm ready like SpongeBob.
No. Okay, Kevin's back from his bathroom break for little baby to go pee. I feel like you need to go to the doctor because you like have to go pee like every 5 seconds.
I drink a lot. Well, like water and stuff. Coffee,
do you
water.
Though? All right, so anyway, back to what we were talking about with the Mongolian death worm. And I was just about to get into a guy named Carl Schuker. I don't know if that's how you say his name. But he is a British biologist who writes one of the world's most sensational creatures. Oh, should I say it in a British accent?
Oh, please.
I don't know if I can now.
You can do it. I know you can.
I don't know if I can.
No pressure.
It's like
don't Tiki Barber on the goal line. Don't fumble. Come on.
One of the most
Now let me clear my throat. Good.
One of the world's most sensational creatures may be concealed amid the sands of the southern Gobi Desert. Wait, is that?
That's really good. You get another
is that
high
Australian?
Five. You get two high fives in one night? Come on, bring it up.
No, but I think that might be Australian.
No, that was good.
It is said to resemble a large fat worm up to 1 meter, which is 3 feet long, and dark red in color, with spike-like projections at both ends. Ooh.
Spike-like. Mm. Ooh. Both ends?
Both ends.
It's never a good day. Yeah.
You don't want things at both ends. Ooh. It spends much of its time hidden beneath the desert sands, but whenever one is spotted lying on the surface, it is scrupulously avoided by locals.
You're looking at me like I know how to say it. Yeah, right? I'm just like, yeah, let me tackle this. All right, let me do this real quick.
Scrupulously.
Get it ready.
I think it's scrupulously. Scrupulously.
Scrupulously.
That sounds...
I could ask my thesaurus.
Don't ask your thesaurus.
My thesaurus. Don't make me do it.
Don't ask your thesaurus. All right. So anyway, it's a big, fat, red worm.
That was really mean. He said that
worm. With spike-like projections at both ends.
I would actually be really scared of that.
I mean,
because you can't even like just try to like sneak to the front or sneak to the rear.
Whether you're afraid of this thing or not, think about how that worm feels. It has spikes at both.
Maybe that's why it's so angry.
Maybe.
It's just spike-like at both ends. It's just like.
Maybe that's why it's a death worm. Because it's like, I hate everybody and misery loves company.
Come on, cheers it.
No,
cheers
stop.
It. You
no.
Can do it. I know you, no. You can do it.
Stop.
I just got popped.
So, local people called a word that I'm not going to bother mentioning because I won't be able to pronounce it. But the name can be translated to large intestine worm.
Intestine?
Like intestine.
Oh.
Which is exactly what it looks like. It's defense. It spits out like a...
Boxing. It's defense, you know, like...
I lose train of thought, and that's
as long as I think I'm funny, I'm funny.
I mean, you're hilarious, but then like I lose train of thought, and then I don't
which
remember
train
what
again.
Oh my god! See now my computer timed out.
And I'm gonna stop distracting you. I mean, that's
all
not
your
nice.
Fault. No, well now I have to wait until my computer decides to work again. Oh, here it goes.
It's sleeping. It's tired.
It spits out a corrosive venom, which I'm gonna like bottle up and jar and throw at you when you don't listen. And sorry, the next part. It's lethal to anything it hits, so sorry about that. So like as I was reading into this, I was thinking about the time that you projectile vomited all over my mom.
Why do we always bring this up? It was like one time.
All over my mom's patio.
Oh my god, dude. I don't know, remember
but
that.
But you never saw you never saw The Exorcist, right?
Kinda. My
no, you
face
never...
is under the blanket.
A little scaredy baby.
Well back then it was like that was like the scariest movie back then.
Yeah. Okay, so
oh no, scary part. Every part was a scary part, so I ended up not watching it. I think I could watch it now.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I've been traumatized. Ask Mallory. But like whenever I think of that, I think of your vomit.
She vomits in that?
Yes, Kevin.
I don't remember that. It's like your talking head about Walking Dead, like the first couple seasons. Like you don't remember the first couple seasons. I mean, you kind of sort, but not really.
Okay, I remember almost everything in The Exorcist, from the time that she peed on the floor to the time that she walked backwards downstairs to the time that her head spun around to the time there was the green soup everywhere to the time where she was shoving the crucifix up her V and screaming, "Your mother sucks cocks in hell." I remember all of this, Kevin. It was a very traumatizing time for me.
How old were you when you watched this movie like that?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Mallory. I probably like 12.
I don't remember. I can see being scared about that.
I don't know.
I was scared of what was that?
The leprechaun.
Yeah, but in the hood version. That's the changed man. I'm a changed man. I was so scared of that. I was so scared.
Nobody understands your inside jokes of I'm a changed man.
Trust me. I was a changed
man.
And
the fact that you're afraid of that movie out of all
movies. I mean, not now, but when I was younger, I was. I don't know why I was. I was just scared of it. I don't know.
So, my cousin, Gabby, so she watched Leprechaun, absolutely fine, whatever. She watched Critters, the one with, like, the little balls with the teeth, and that was the one that
got her. Dude, that's kind of creepy, though. Like, I'd be scared of that.
Listen, it's creepy if you think about it. But, I mean, like, little balls with teeth versus, like, a creepy fucking leprechaun.
Little balls with teeth is scary.
All right, anyway.
Anything with teeth is scary. The little pointy teeth, they come in and just bite you.
Yeah, I know, but like, as opposed to...
They can do like a barrel roll and like get you real quick.
Kevin, they're fucking balls. All they do is barrel roll. Alright, anyway. So...
I love talking with you, like reading this kind of stuff.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoy it.
I like when you read this kind of stuff.
Yeah. As I like can't move my mouth correctly. So if the venom spit thing doesn't work, then it electrocutes its victims from a distance.
What? How does that happen?
I don't know. This is just what...
AC or DC?
Goodbye.
I ain't talking band either.
Anyway, it hasn't been seen a lot, and there's no photographic evidence, but it has been documented greatly throughout Mongolia. Even though this thing is terrifying, people still go out to the Gobi. Is it Gobi or Gobi Desert? I think it's Gobi.
I have no idea. I'll be lying if I'm like, yeah, it was this one.
Trying to find some kind of evidence that the worm exists. Over the years, people have given eyewitness accounts and set traps, but nothing has ever been captured.
Every time you ask me to pronounce a word, like, my first language is just, like, slang. You would think it would be English. It's just slang. Like, what language do you speak? I speak slang.
Yeah, English that's why slang. The windshield wiper is called the wind chill wiper in Kevin language. Yeah.
Window.
Because it's slang. That's what you should.
The window is the window. How do you say window again?
That's what you should just blame everything on from now on.
It's the media.
No, what are you talking about? It's a slang term. I meant to say it like that. I don't know what you're talking about. You're the stupid one.
It's very rare. All right, anyhow.
It's very, very.
It's very, very. All right.
It's very, very.
All right, where are we at on this? Even though.
No, I already read that part. Oh. So here's the thing. Nothing has ever been found. Nothing alive, nothing dead. Because of the emptiness of the Gobi Desert, or Gobi Desert, whatever it decides to call itself, it's not like something would eat the carcass. And the hot desert winds slow decomposition, which is something that I didn't know.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, that's all them bubbles. You know, them bubbles get up in there and they just make you burp and stuff. Excuse me.
I hate you so much. Excuse me.
Excuse me, miss. That's disgusting.
I just want to let you know you're on my shit list right now.
I'm on everybody's shit list.
Well, if you burp again, I'm not talking to you for us then.
All right.
Promises of rewards have been made to find the creature alive or dead, but nothing's been found. From a scientific standpoint, the death worm could be less of a worm and more of a snake or legless lizard. Therefore, it would also have a spine, which even if none was ever seen alive, they would still be able to, like, have some kind of skeleton. Therefore, is it possible that someone saw this so-called worm, but it was actually a new species of snake? But what kind of snake or lizard is known for electric shocks besides an electric eel?
I was about to say an eel.
Yeah, but it's not, like, it's not in water. It's on desert. And even though there are lizards... Even though there are lizards that can spit venom, none of them have been described as causing blindness or corroding metal. It's possible that it can exist. There are so many creatures that we don't know about, but the fact that they would probably multiply at a quick rate makes it seem unlikely that they do exist.
Maybe it's just very few of them. You just don't know they're there.
Yes, Kevin. Let me tell you, because it makes sense. Because animals and reptiles, are they the same thing? I guess they are the same thing. I'm thinking mammals and reptiles, because mammals and reptiles are not the same thing. They they're meant to reproduce. Like, that's what they do. They don't have sex for fun. They just have sex to reproduce, and they do it a lot because they want to keep their line alive, I guess you would say. So, if this thing did exist, it's not like they're like, oh, not this month, honey. Let's wait till next month. So that way we can make sure we regulate how many we spit out. Like, you know what I mean? There would be a lot more. And how come every single time that I mention sex in any context, you get so uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable.
You look very uncomfortable.
Oh, what are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. You're like hugging yourself right now.
Well, you got the air conditioner on. It's only like 67.
Oh my god, the air conditioner.
The window open, get the air conditioner on. It's freaking like end of October. I'm over here.
I'm sorry, freezing. Why would I have the window open and the air conditioner on?
I don't know.
I don't.
You gotta ask yourself this question before you ask me this question.
But I don't have the air conditioner on. I have the window open. You know why?
It's cold.
You smell.
Well, I can't help. I can't help that.
All right. Our last story is the Hello Kitty
murder. Hello Kitty?
Murder.
I knew that thing was no good. Ow!
You burped again.
Oh, excuse me.
You're disgusting.
I can't help it. It's just like all this buildup. And one of my talents is I can burp myself.
That's not a talent.
I literally can probably burp the ABCs if I really tried.
That's not a talent.
It is a talent. Okay. How many people you know can burp the ABCs?
Okay, even if it was a talent, this isn't a talent show, Kevin.
I can do all 26 characters.
No, you can't.
Yo.
Don't.
Yes, I can.
Do it.
I'll start doing it.
Stop, because every time you do that, it messes up this thing. Oh, sorry, why are you doing that?
Because you said I can't. And I know I can't. I'm like that Nas song. I know I can't.
I will shut this shit down. Be what I wanna be. Calm down.
What? All right.
I'm trying to talk about a Hello Kitty murder. This is serious, Kevin.
When you said Hello Kitty, what's the first thing that pops in your mind? The cat thing, right?
Hello Kitty?
Yeah, the Hello Kitty Kevin. Cat thing, right?
That's why this is an infamous murder, Kevin.
By a cat?
If you let me tell the story, then you'll understand why. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you need another pee-pee break?
Not yet, but I'll let you know.
Imagine, I'm painting a picture, so close your eyes.
I'm imagining. All right, hold on, let me close my eyes real quick.
Close your eyes and your mouth.
Oh, my mouth too? Damn.
All right, imagine that you're a police officer.
Oh, God, no.
Now imagine that a 14-year-old comes in and says that she is being haunted. Would you believe her?
Can I answer?
Yes.
Am I allowed to use my mouth?
You can use your mouth.
Okay, well, I believe her. Yes and no.
Okay. So it was May in 1999. A girl walked into the Hong Kong police station and explained to the officers that she was being haunted by the apparition of a woman that had been bound by electrical wire and tortured until she died. No one believed her. And then she admitted that she was part of the murder. Interested to see exactly what was going on, and probably unable to ignore the whole situation, they followed the girl to a flat in Kowloon District, where they discovered an oversized Hello Kitty doll containing the decapitated skull of a woman inside. Is it still funny, Kevin? No, Hello Kitty, is it still funny?
I never said it was
funny. Are we laughing?
It's not the same Hello Kitty that I first thought. It's not that friendly one, you know, where you have a little purse, a little backpack, you know? Like,
is it?
It doesn't mean this girl did it.
She admitted to it.
Because they probably made her.
Oh my God, let me tell the rest of the story, okay? Is that okay with you?
You think they were just like, oh, what happened?
Listen, Kevin, let me just tell the story.
I tell the story. But...
Fan Mei Yi was identified as the victim, and as it turns out, her entire life was a tragedy. From start to finish. Her family abandoned her, and she was raised in a girl's home. When she became a teenager, she began doing drugs and actively prostituting herself. By 23, she was still on drugs, but she was working in a nightclub as a hostess, where she met a man named Chan Manlock, who was a socialite and as well as a pimp and a drug dealer. So Man Yi became close.
Gotta stay away from him.
Well, she became close to him. And then she wound up stealing his wallet. Yeah, with $4,000 in it. Mm-hmm. And then when he noticed that the cash was gone, he made two of his henchmen kidnap Manye. And then he was going to force her back into prostitution to work her debt off until she paid him back in full of the stolen money. But then things got out of hand. They tied her up, they beat her, and they tortured her.
Damn, they, really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I know. That's why I said, Kevin. Such as Hello Kitty. They burnt her skin. They raped her. And then they made her eat human shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And then the 14-year-old that came into the police station... Yeah, she was one of the torturers. So is she still free to go, Kevin?
I mean, I don't really know the full case.
She was also a prostitute.
I would have to look more into that.
She was also a prostitute for Manlock. She recounted that Man Yi had been kicked in the head 50 times.
Dang, 50 times?
By the pimp, Manlock. The torture went on for a month.
Yeah. A month?
A month. Can you imagine?
No, I can't, actually.
And then the 14-year-old had been the one to find her. The henchman argued that she died from an overdose, but the injuries had been so bad that there was no way to figure out the cause of death. The henchman moved her to the apartment's bathtub and dismembered her body.
Oh, shit.
Then they cooked parts of her body individually so that the decomposition odor didn't become, like, noticeable.
That's sick.
Like, that's, like, so... Like, how do you think of that? Like, okay, first
over
of all...
Over $4,000? Like, really?
Like, henchmen. Don't you think henchmen, like, have better ways to dispose of a body? I think these are pretty shitty henchmen. Not saying that I wanted her to die, but like...
I would be careful what you said.
No, I'm just saying, like, don't you think that, like... Now I'm scared, Kevin. Now I think the henchmen are going to come for me.
Oh, stop it.
Now you're making me nervous.
Did you steal $4,000?
No.
No. So, I think you're good. All you're doing is you're reading the story.
Okay, they saved her head and boiled it in the stove.
That's definitely very sick.
And then sewed the skull to an oversized Hello Kitty mermaid doll. They also kept her teeth and some of her internal organs in a plastic bag. Like, yeah. What the fuck is going on? Seriously. Like, isn't the whole point to, like, get rid of evidence? Now you're just, like, keeping it? I don't understand.
I don't want to do this.
So the 14-year-old, well, obviously, traded insider information for protection, and she wanted to, like, end the haunting, which I'm guessing is kind of like an Edgar Allan Poe thing, like in your mind sort of thing, like the guilt of it all, like, is haunting you more than an actual haunting, you know? Like, your guilt and your conscience is, like, telling you you're a fucking asshole. Oh, I've been cursing a lot tonight.
Yeah, you're like a sailor. You need an eye patch?
No.
Arr.
No.
Arr.
The medical examiners were like unable to figure out the cause of death.
Snap-on.
She's wearing a Snap-on hoodie, by the way.
The medical examiners were unable to figure out the cause of death because her body had been so badly mutilated. Therefore, everybody that was involved were convicted of manslaughter instead of murder and sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole in 20 years. And 20 years would have been last year. So now I'm interested. I should have looked up to see if they were let out.
So she murdered somebody and she only got 20 years?
Well, the henchmen.
Only got 20 years?
Yeah. With the possibility of parole.
20 years and you murdered somebody.
And not only just like murder somebody, but it's, what is it?
You mutilated somebody.
Yeah, what is that called though? Indecent,
I have no idea. I'm not a...
No, it's like a, what is it? Indecent something to a corpse. Because they mutilated
it. Right now I can't think of it.
It's going to drive me nuts now.
Like a squirrel's best friend.
No, I hate when you say that. People are gonna like start drinking, drinking games if they're listening, and then be like, "Oh, every time Kevin burps or says,"
you'd be really drunk.
Or says, like a squirrel's best friend.
It's like one of my favorite ones.
Or like if Sarah can't pronounce something.
Is that even the right way to say pronounce? Like, it's pronunciate or is it pronounce?
I'm sorry. What are you talking? There's different... Okay, first of all...
You're not pronunciating right.
You pronounce something, but there's different pronunciations for things.
Whoa.
There's not different pronunciations for things. There's different... Oh, you know what also?
What's that?
The new season or the last season of Schitt's Creek...
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. If this is drinking, you guys would be really drunk right now. Sorry. And then, of what?
Creek. Schitt's Creek.
I love this show.
Me too. I like it more than you because you know what?
Like an LUV. Not that. Yeah. Ow.
Last season, you're like, I don't know if I'm really into this anymore. You said that. You're not a true fan. Like, you notice. What?
No. I
was thinking about Moira and the bird thing with the crows.
Do the voice real quick. Go ahead, do it.
No, like, I don't know. I don't
come
know
on,
what to
come
say.
On. Just one time. Just one time. Just
I don't
anything.
Know what to say.
I don't know. Talk about, like, anything. Just, you know, like.
I don't know what to say.
Talk about this worm. This, you know, and I'm like
I'll read the first line in the watch me not sound like Moira at all. And you just like
she'll probably
me
let
up.
You know, but just come on, she's not even listening, so just,
no,
just try it out.
I can't.
Tim Uncle told me. Go.
I can't do it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I can't do it.
Go. Get ready.
I hate when you make your clear your throat like that,
yeah.
Evan.
Old dirty bastard. Come on.
Tim Uncle. Okay.
Yep.
Hold on.
Holding.
Hold on.
Holding.
All right. If the venom spit thing doesn't work, then it will electrocute victims from a distance. Okay, so we're going to wind up playing that back, and I'm not going to sound it all longer.
Yeah.
Kevin!
Six beers deep of like 8%. Yeah. You're not going to be perfect. All right. I thought it was pretty good, though. I think it was good.
You love all my impersonation. You love all my voices.
Because I love you.
Oh, stop it.
Like L-O-V-E.
Ew.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
Ew.
High five.
Nope. If you're interested in getting to know us, have questions, or would like to share a personal experience or make a suggestion for future podcasts, please reach out to us through email at contactus@findwineandevilspirits.com, on Twitter at FWESpodcast, on Instagram at findwineandevilspirit, all one word, and we're also on Facebook. If you do have a personal experience, we would love to have a recorded conversation, which we can do over the Anchor app. It's a quick download and a painless process. We'd love to get feedback, so if you haven't already, please leave a review on iTunes and give us a rating. This helps improve our chances of being heard because obviously we're quality material.
You know, I was really thinking, I really want a dartboard. I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Sit back, have a cold beers, play little darts, pow, pow, you know?
No, the fact that you just said pow, pow, no, that's not happening.
I think it would be amazing. It was shocking, unbelievable, surprising, beautiful, terrific, striking. It was striking. How would you use that in a sentence?
Just the way you just said it.
So, amazing. You can say so many. You could be like, that was extraordinary. That was wonderful. That was incredible. That was phenomenal. That was awesome. That was astounding.